determination yields returns. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like we've read from scriptures that many run a race. When you watch those who run, there are many athletes running, and every one of them, their goal and their aim, their objective is to win the prize, to be the number one. Some of them have set records and they want to set new records. Praise the name of the Lord. But all that they're aiming at is just so that I may win that medal. That's what 1 Corinthians is telling us. Many run, it says, so that they may receive the prize. So there are many people competing just for the one thing. Just for the one thing. Perhaps it's a cup, perhaps it's a medal, whatever it is, just for that prize. And some, like I said, have set records, but then they still want to beat that record. They want to do more. They're rehearsing, they're training every day to be better at what they do. Praise the name of the Lord. So what stands that one person out? The one who eventually gets crowned as the winner or as the champion. It's determination. Preparation. Training. If you ask whoever wins a competition, what did you do? They'll probably tell you, I didn't sleep. I was always on the race course. I was always on the racetrack. I was always training. They will tell you how their trainers will wake them early in the morning, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., telling them that, look, you have to do this. You have to do that. They will tell you about the fights that they've had when they will refuse and say, look, I can't go anymore. I'm tired. My body is tired. But the trainer will sit on them and say, no, you have to do this thing. You can do it. Praise the name of the Lord. You can do it. You can win it. You can achieve it. And then they continue. They continue to do what they have to do, to train at odd hours, to put more effort into it. They put more and more and more effort into it. Beloved, I'm telling you what God is saying today. He says determination will yield a return. The person who would win the prize eventually is not the person that refuses to train or to do what he's been told to do. If you want to be the best singer, go and ask them what they do. They are training. They are hours. They go from one note and they tell them, no, you can go on a higher note and you can go on a higher note. And it's as if their voice box is going to burst. But still, they continue. And there's somebody pushing them, saying, look, you can do this thing. You can sing better than the best. And then they go on without giving up. Praise the name of the Lord. Determination not to give up is what we are about to hear this day. Whatever it is that you put your hands to do, Bible says, don't look back. Praise the name of the Lord. No matter how hard it is, no matter what it takes, you can't stop once you put your hand on it, no matter what it is. Not only in the area of sports, it's in all areas, in the area of business, in the area of education. Why do so many students want to give up? You start to do or follow in a course, or even you're attempting JAMB, and then because you didn't meet the cutoff 1 year, and you are told, look, try it again. You got 200, the course you want to do is probably 220 or 230 or whatever, and say, try. You can have a better result than this. Determination says, don't give up. Don't say, I'm tired. I'm tired of going to school. My mates are already in year one. And I'm going to try JAMB again. Scripture is saying now that you have to keep running. You have to try it again. Be determined to do better than what you did last year. Praise the name of the Lord. In all areas, the spirit is, I can do it. I'm not going to give up. But why do we give up so easily? It's because we have not been able to see farther than where we are. Praise the name of the Lord. The other day, myself and Pastor Ade, we were discussing, you know, and this cuts across everybody. We were discussing. And, you know, every day when I tune in the radio, what I'm hearing is, what happened to us as a people, as a nation, in the agriculture sector? What happened? When you're talking about foreign reserves, what happened? In those days, before we were born, we were hearing about the groundnut pyramids, the rubber plantations, the palm trees, and all those things. There were some years ago that Pastor took us on an excursion, and we went to Abeokuta, and they took us deep into one place in Abeokuta, some forest, and they were saying to us that in that place, they have trees and plantations of palm kernel trees. And they said, look, these things were planted in the time of Awolowo. They are still there today. Nobody to take care of them. So what happened? Now Nigeria is struggling with the dollar. But in those days, Naira was stronger than the dollar because we had all these things and we had them in abundance. But what happened? We were not determined to go on with agriculture. We quickly left it and jumped to something else. And now we're saying we're going back to it. God will help us to go back to agriculture in Jesus' name. Because other countries are doing so well. They're doing so well. They plant this, they plant that, they're exporting. Would you believe that Nigeria today, we import things like okra? Okra. They will tell you that this one is from some country. The other day I went to the market and I wanted to buy cow leg. They told me it's from Mali or some. That day I was so angry. You would not believe that, something that, like that. I said, what? In fact, I didn't feel like eating it again. Imported. Why? Cattle imported. How determined are we as a people? So you can see how it's coming down. The things that we're meant to be tenacious about. We have seen other countries doing it. We've all heard about the story of how Malaysia came and picked our palm seedlings and they went to grow it and it's doing so well. Now Nigeria would import also palm oil. And we begin to import so many things like that. And we are losing our reserves. We are struggling with those things. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to go back. And then it goes all around the economy, all around the people. Things that we're meant to be determined, that we know, look, if I'm determined with this thing, it's going to yield me good results. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to scriptures. Genesis chapter 1. We all know the story of work. When God created work, God showed us that you don't give up. He didn't achieve it on the first day when he started. Genesis 1. He went on, we are told that he walked 6 days. He only rested on the seventh day. Praise the name of the Lord. So I don't even know where labor law got it that you rest on for 2 days. But we thank God. Praise the name of the Lord. God walked for 6 days. And then he said he walked and then he looked at what he did and said it is good. He didn't get discouraged. He didn't need any assembly or any parliament to tell him that, look, what you have done is okay. You can now rest. No. He went on and he went on and he went on. And he went on doing it. Until when he made man and he looked and said, yes, I've done all this. It is good. God expects us as a people not to give up. Don't give up easily. No matter where you are. No matter who is telling you what. If you have a goal, you set a goal for yourself. Keep pursuing that goal. Pursue it until you achieve, you attain the prize. That is what we read in 1 Corinthians 9. Until you get the prize. Until you attain mastery at what it is that you are doing. You don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. Praise the name of the Lord. Your input determines your output. That is simply what we are saying. What do you input into the output that you want? Is it 1 hour? I take another example, even in the area of sports. We've heard that most countries, when they are preparing for Olympics, they train for how many years? Minimum. The minute they finish one Olympic, they're training, they don't rest. But then some other people who want to compete with them will now start gathering their team 2 months, 3 months. You can't get the same results. You can't get the same results. When countries like Russia, countries like US, they're training for years, they're training every day. Every day they train. Years they're training. And then you will put your team together for 2-3 months and you think you will get any medal. So go and check the medal chart. You see the countries and go and check what they've been doing. Praise the name of the Lord. So your input is what would determine your output. Ask the A students what they do. They do the assignments. They go to lectures. They do extra. They will say, go and research this case, read this case. I remember that when we were in University of Ife, some people used to sleep in the library. If library was opening, they were there. When they are closing the library, they are there. And of course, it showed in their grades. Praise the name of the Lord. If you wanted any case, there are some certain people that you go and meet that, this case, have you seen it? They have it. They have it. Praise the name of the Lord. So your input determines your output. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you put in little, praise the name of the Lord. So a determined person sets goals. You say, this year. Don't say that I am young, because we've met so many young people, they say, I'm still young. When you start talking about goals and vision, I remember it was 2015 or 14 that pastor said, everybody in the church, down to Oriofe and Okiki, I remember they all had their vision board. He says, Mom, help them. What do they want? And I remember that those children put things together the way their minds could comprehend. I want this one. Put it there. Begin to pray upon it. Have that vision. Somebody who is determined, who wants to run a race to get the prize, you would have a vision. You would set a goal. If you're young, your parents would help you. I was talking to one young lady yesterday. You know, some of us are still going to school. Praise the name of the Lord. And I got to that school, a very young girl. Actually, I thought she was about 12, but she said, no, she's about 16. And she started to tell me the things she had done and the things she was aspiring to do. I didn't engage her. I didn't ask her anything. She just went, brought a tray of, she had done a lot of woven beads and things like that. I make beads, I make this, and I sell them, and I can do gele, and I have 100,000 in my account. I said, eh? And I said, sit down. I said, some of that money, you bring it to my banko. 100,000. She's the daughter of the, the gates man in that school. So she was the one who opened the door when I went for my lectures. I was really inspired. And she went on and said, look, when I grow up, she said, I'm doing all these things. So when I grow up, I will have a lot of businesses. You know, I will not be disturbing anybody. And I like to be a surgeon. I mean, she has so much vision. She knows what she wants to do. She said, I can tie gele. Before I could say Jack Robinson, she went and brought one Ashoke, and she started to show me what she could do. She said, I went in the school when they're having preparing for cultural day and all that. She's the one that will tie the gele. I said, how much do you charge? I said, 1,000. I said, you're a bit expensive. Praise the name of the Lord. But she, you know, she already knows, she has an idea of what she wants to do. She was able to show me, she had about 20 bracelets that she had done for herself. And all her little younger ones, also, they had those things on them. And she was saying, look, they're always taking my bracelets. And, you know, jokingly, they take my bracelets, they throw them around and all that. But she has charted a map, a path for herself. And then she went on, and I said, can you cook? She said, yeah, I can cook. I'm the one that cooks for everybody in the house. And said, your parents? He said, yes. that this that morning I got to the lecture room at about 9 something. He said, I've already made jollof rice this morning. My goodness. And I was saying, this little child. Because I know that there are some people who cannot do 100th of what she has done or what she's even aspiring to do. Before I left the lecture that day, I was looking at her because the house is like here to the classrooms already. And I was telling my colleague, the lady that we were in the lecture to, I said, look at that girl. Because we also started talking. I said, look, she's cooking again for the lunch. For her, for lunch for the family. Praise the name of the Lord. So it really, don't say that I can't do this, I can't do that. And the things that she did were meaningful things. I mean, I didn't really buy any of the things, but I mean, she's somebody that I will see. I will still see her next week. But it just got me thinking that this little child, she has the plans to do this, to do this, to do this. At her age, she says she has 100,000 in her bank account. I wonder how many adults have that saved up. She's doing things, she's saving money, she's doing things, she's saving money for her future. Praise the name of the Lord. Our input would determine and determines our output. So a determined person, you set goals for yourself. And you keep working at that goal without stopping. If you do it the first day, you don't do it well. You do it again. Praise the name of the Lord. We've all heard about the story of this great man called Thomas Edison and the things that he accomplished in his lifetime. He made so many mistakes. Yesterday when I was reading it up, it was when I discovered that he had a lot of inventions that were patented in the US and in the UK. Things that we don't really know. We only know about the light bulb. And they said that light bulb, he did it so many times until before he got it right. He didn't stop. He was not deterred by anything. He knew what he wanted. Praise the name of the Lord. He knew what he wanted and he worked at it until he got it right. I also heard about a story of a lady called Heather something, who was in a race, in one race. Now, this lady had been running. She got to a point, she fell. And they thought it was the end. But she picked herself up and she still won that race. When I watched it on YouTube, even for herself, she said she does not understand how she won. But that shows you just determination. She got up and picked up in the race and she started running. She started running and she won that race that year. She won the medal. Praise the name of the Lord. She won that. She's been walking. It shows somebody who'd been training and training, who has told herself in her mind, I will not give up. If I fall down, I will get up. Is that not what the Bible says? If you fall, get up. Continue. Your fall should not deter you or be an obstacle. You go on, you keep at it until you get the prize. Praise the name of the Lord. How many prize winners do we have in this place? Hallelujah. It appears I'm the only one going to get the prize. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, we see the story of Jacob. We know the story of Jacob and Rachel in Genesis 29. What was he determined to do? He had a vision that this is the girl I want to marry. And when he was distracted and deceived, it didn't deter him from the work that he was. His father-in-law said, okay, you want to marry this girl. Okay, you need to work for 7 years. Seven. And after 7 years, what happened? He was deceived. He now said, I will work another 7 years. No problem. He worked another 7 years for that vision. Praise the Lord. That vision that he had. So we can liken that marriage or whatever to other things. It's just not only in the area of marriage. Every other thing. You have a vision to be the best in this area. You don't make it. Go ahead. Continue at it. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't be deterred or distracted. When you look on your vision board, that look, this is where I'm going. This is where God has told me I'm going. Then you continue to walk at it. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke 18, talking about this. Luke 18, 2 to 7, and we want to read about a woman. Determination in prayer. Determination in prayer. Luke 18 and verse 2 to 7. It says, there was a judge in a certain city. He said, there was a judge in a certain city, he said, who was a godless man with great contempt for everyone. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, appealing for justice against someone who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she wore him out. I fear neither God nor man, he said to himself, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this evil judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give you justice to this chosen people who plead with him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Will he keep putting them off? Praise the Lord. The story of the wicked judge and the widow. He said that she continued, she pestered him with her request. She did not give up. The judge ignored her for a while. It was just for, she looked like, but you will give up. I will show you. She continued. She didn't let he would snub her. She would go. She would go again. That I need justice in this area. I need justice for this thing. People have cheated me. I need justice. This jamb, I want to jamb them. Praise the name of the Lord. This exam, I must pass it. And he said, God, the judge said, will I not give her what she wants? It's the same thing for us. Determination is definitely will yield returns and good returns. It will yield a harvest. The judge said, will I not answer her? Lest she weary me. She's driving me crazy. I better give her what she wants. The same thing with any system. Any system, government, whatever that you're faced with, you will get that thing in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is. And Philippians 4:13 says something to us. He says, I can do all things. We can all do all things. But if you set your mind to it, you can do it. That is what the Bible is saying to us. Philippians 4 and verse 13, I can do all things. Through Christ, I can do all things. You must have that mindset. You will not let that thing that is challenging you defeat you. I can do all things is what you'll be saying to yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. I can do this thing. I can do it. What is there? Other people are doing it. They don't have two heads. They don't even have the God that I have. Most people who excel, most times you will see that. I mean, they're not even the people who acknowledge God. So what about you who knows God? Know definitely today that God will come through in the name of Jesus. You have God. You have God on your side. He will come through for every one of us. We need endurance and encouragement. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans 15 and verse 4. Romans 15 and 4, verse 4. What does it say to us? We need to encourage one another as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We encourage. Praise the Lord. It says, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. They give us hope and encouragement. as we wait patiently for God's promise. So as you wait for a promise, as you wait for something to happen, the word of God says what? We have hope and we have encouragement. We encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what Bible says to us. David, if you don't find somebody to encourage yourself. By reading those, you know, those testimonies of all those in the Bible, they are testimonies of encouragement. They didn't all have a smooth sailing. It wasn't the first day they said, look, I want this, that it happened. Jacob, 14 years. Abraham, maybe about 25 years or even more. Sarah, the same thing. Anna, the same thing. Praise the name of the Lord. And you can go on and on. Elizabeth, the same thing. Bible says that they were righteous before God. They were priests in the temple. It wasn't the first day, but he says hope and encouragement kept them on. Hope, encouragement, the word of God, it kept them on to look upon God. What about Ruth? In Ruth 1, 16 to 18, we know that story. Can we just quickly look at it again? Ruth. Are we there? Ruth, where are you? Any Ruth in the church, where are you? Praise the Lord. And my Ruth is hiding now. Is after Judges, before Samuel. I'll be there soon. So, we're in 16, we're reading 16 to 18. It says to us that, but Ruth replied, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. I will go wherever you go and live wherever you live. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God. I will die where you die and will be buried there. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. So when Naomi saw that Ruth had made up her mind to go with her, she stopped urging her. Praise the Lord. So Naomi saw that this lady, she had to go back, go to your people, don't follow me, I don't want you to, I can't do anything for you, your husband is dead, go back to your people. But Ruth said no, she had made up her mind, she was determined that this woman, she was too sure that she would get good returns and good harvest. She was too sure. That if I follow this path, if I follow this woman and follow her God, beloved, if you follow God, don't let anybody influence you and say, turn back. You've heard many people who will say that I was going to church for a while, and then when I didn't get this and I didn't get that, I went somewhere and they said, don't go to that place anymore. And then they too, without understanding, they will just know. He says, I will go with you. I will follow you. Whether I get those things, I don't get those things, I will still follow this God. Praise the name of the Lord. So when Naomi saw that Ruth had made up her mind to go with her, she stopped urging her to stop. When people see that you are not yielding to their influences, that, don't wait. You live in Ebute Metta. Why are you going to church in Lekki? Or you live in Ikorodu, like our sister was telling us that day. Start for me that. All the way from Ikorodu. Somebody said, you are going to Lekki for what? Have you not seen there are 1,000 churches? She said, you don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't understand what my connection is with that place. That is my roots. Praise the name of the Lord. Bible tells us that our roots will go down, deep down, and then will bring forth a multiple of harvest. When you tell them that, look, there's nothing you say that thing you are saying, it's not for me. Praise the name of the Lord. That was what Ruth was telling Naomi. All this you're telling me to go back. I can't hear you. I'm not hearing it. It's not making any impact. So stop. Praise the name of the Lord. So stop. Stop telling me to stop following God. It's just a waste of time. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must be determined in prayer. We must be resolute on those things, our vision and our goals. Praise the name of the Lord. What does determination require? Praise the Lord. Determination, what does it require? One, don't accept defeat. Don't accept it. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. He says that if you fail under pressure, then your strength is not very great. I'll read the one that we know. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Your strength is, if you faint in the day of adversity. So don't faint. Don't give up. That faint means don't give up in whatever it is. Do not give up. That's what determination requires. Don't give up. That widow did not give up. She was not deterred by the snubbing and the way the judge treated her. She did not give up. She wasn't bothered by all what he was saying. Then the second thing is, do not see barriers or obstacles. Don't see barriers and don't see obstacles. Instead, when they are there, see them as opportunities. Those things are opportunities. They are opportunities for us. Luke 19 verses 1 to 9 tells us a story of a man, and Bible records that because of his stature, he says he was a small man, or maybe some of us would say he was a short man, and that's the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Can we quickly turn to that place in the Bible, Luke 19 and verses 1 to 9. He says he was small in stature. And when Jesus came, he looked like a disadvantage. Praise the name of the Lord. But you know, creativity got into him. So they think that Jesus will not see me. They will see what I will do. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business. And he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short. That's what this version says. He was too short to see over the crowds. So, what did he do? He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree beside the road so he could watch from there. Verse 5. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down, for I must be a guest in your home today. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the crowds were displeased. He has gone to be with the guest of a notorious sinner. They grumbled. Now, look at what happened in that place. Look at how God transformed the situation. This was somebody who ordinarily people would say, this short man, go and sit down. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus doesn't want to have anything to do with you. And besides, the other people said he was a sinner. So there are so many things against him, but for him, he wasn't looking at that thing. I'm a sinner. I'm small. What am I going to do to get the attention of this man they call Jesus? And look at how it transformed to him. His destiny, for it to be recorded in the Bible, that Jesus was going by and he saw and said, Zacchaeus, come down. this evening I would be a guest in your home. Praise the name of the Lord. And verse 9 says, Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a son of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus wasn't concerned that he was a sinner. I mean, God didn't see what sin. Bible says that God loves the sinner. It's the sin that he wants to do away with. He loves the person. Praise the name of the Lord. So he says, salvation has come. That was how that guy was delivered till today. Praise the name of the Lord. So he was not deterred by his physical appearance. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, another thing we should look at is that we would not accept no or negative reports. The same thing with Zacchaeus. The widow was not ready to accept no. In the places where they've said no, go back there again. Praise the name of the Lord. Sister Tutu was giving us a testimony during the prayer time last week about herself and our office, her boss, and how the man had said no, no, no from January. And I think Sister Tutu said, I'm going to deploy Luke. This man, you will say yes. Praise the name of the Lord. And eventually, her testimony was all the no's. One day, the man just said, okay, yes, yes, yes. You can have that date. Praise the name of the Lord. So if they say no, don't accept it. When you want is yes, you want. You go back. And while you are doing that, you are praying, God, this man, you must change his heart. That's my request. Ah, you will change it. God orchestrates something in the spiritual realm. You are praying. Bible says the heart of a king is the hand of God. So God will turn it. God will turn it around. God will turn it around. Praise the name of the Lord. So you don't accept no. You don't accept negative reports. Our deacon also said that this morning. You know, that's just God. How a technician was telling him, trying to raise fear, that your reports, the blood test or something, from where? Until when he now woke up, me, a child of God, that report must be changed. Praise the name of the Lord. He must be, whatever it is, God change it. Hallelujah. He did not accept that no. That negative report was not for him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we also must discipline our body. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember what we read in our text, 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. I'd like to quickly go back to that portion of the Bible. It says discipline. Discipline. Our body needs to be disciplined. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like in this time that we are fasting, we are disciplining our bodies. That you can tell your body you are not eating. No food for you. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 27, and I'm reading the New Living Translation, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. You train your body to do what it should do. Praise the name of the Lord. I know that a lot of people, even though we say that we are fasting this morning, they've eaten. You have not disciplined your body. Praise the Lord. It says discipline. It's Bible that said it. I discipline my body like an athlete. Eh? Some people are laughing. Praise the Lord. I discipline my body like an athlete. Training. You are training your body to do what it should. So what should your body do? Say, you should fast. He said you should fast. It's a corporate fast. It's not a one-man fast. We are not in a place where you go to and meet the pastor. Pastor, fast for me. There are some places like that. There are prayer contractors and fasting contract. Fast for me. No. Bible says you by yourself, fast. Nobody can do it for you. They will not eat the food for you, Abby, when it's time to eat. Praise the Lord. So you need to fast. We are told, even medically, that it is good for the body. You need to detox and remove some things that are not needed in your body. That's, you know, and then you need to bring your spirit up. Praise the name of the Lord. So discipline your body. Discipline yourself. This determination is you need to, if you can't discipline your body, those things that you want to press for, how are you going to be disciplined to get them? Praise the Lord. You know, these athletes, they tell them, you can't eat this. You can't eat that. And they have to abide. They have to comply. If you don't, then that day you go and run and you start feeling dizzy. Praise the name of the Lord. So you need to just discipline your body. You need to learn it. We all learn to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. I think maybe it's the Christians that, you know, because we are under grace, God, well, nothing will happen. But if you look at the other side, all the other side, all our brothers on the other side, they must, is a must. You would dare not say you want to eat. And you know the way they do it. They do all sort of things. But Bible is urging us, encouraging us. It says, discipline yourself. You know, it's good for you. Praise the Lord. Then, we are looking at what does determination require. It says, do not grow weary. Don't grow weary. Don't grow tired. We hear that a lot of times. I've done it before. I'm tired. I don't want to do it again. And no matter what they say, Galatians 6:9. I'm not going to do it. There's nothing they will tell me. That jump, I won't do it again. School starts, I won't do it again. If you are doing it, you do it for yourself. You're not doing it for your parents. Or that interview, I won't do it again. No, do it again. Do it again and again. Be determined to do it again. Don't grow weary. That's what the Bible says. And if you are a child of God, it says, do it again. Don't grow weary. Galatians 6 and verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. So that's the condition. So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. God knows what the time is, the appropriate time is. We don't know. But he says, don't get weary. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. You tell yourself, I will not be discouraged. But it says you will reap a harvest of blessing. A harvest of blessing is multifold. If you don't give up, you will reap a harvest of blessing. God is looking at everyone. He's looking at your conduct. He's looking at your actions at the appropriate time. And now is the appropriate time. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it says, do not say it is hopeless. A lot of people look at themselves, look at situations, and begin to judge for themselves that this is a hopeless situation. If Bible says don't say it is hopeless, then you should not use your mouth. It's like you're using your mouth to condemn yourself or your situation or destiny or your child and say, this is a hope. No, you don't do that. Isaiah 57 and verse 10. Praise the Lord. I'll look for that scripture. It's not quite what the scripture that. Praise the Lord. I'll just look at 51 and 10. But the scripture is saying, do not by your own mouth say, my situation, my life is hopeless. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not say that it is a hopeless situation. Praise the name of the Lord. God does not permit us, you know, to condemn by ourselves our situation or our life. By your own mouth, it says you are ensnared. if you begin to confess negative things concerning your destiny, concerning where God is taking you to, praise the name of the Lord. Begin to condemn yourself. Do not do that. Praise the name of the Lord. So do not say to yourself or about your life or about your destiny, it is a hopeless situation. Do not give up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what are those things? Obstacles. Things we need to watch out for. Obstacles to our determination. It says wait and see. Hebrews 12:1. Things we need to watch out for. Wait. Wait. Things that we burden ourselves with. It says lay aside the weight. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Praise the name of the Lord. So, sin is an obstacle. Weights are obstacles. Things that slow you down. If you put something on your back now, a heavy load, it will deter you in your movement, in the way that you move. So it says, we must not be weighed down by sin or weights, different issues of life. Let's lay them aside. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are obstacles to the results that we want in life. It says, another obstacle is not wanting to press on, like giving up. Philippians 3:12-14. And then also looking back. We know the story of Lot. God said, don't look back. Just go. Don't look back. In Genesis 19:26, don't look back. But we find a lot of people looking back. Oh, yesterday I was doing this. Oh, yes, last year this was. No, he says, don't look at those things. But keep going forward. Just keep going forward. Don't look back. Looking back will not help where you're going. You can't be running at the same time you're looking back. You must be focused. Focus in one direction. Focus on what you are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not look back. You put your hand to the plow. Do not look back. We do not want to be pillars of salt. Praise the name of the Lord. That was what happened to Lot's wife. She turned because she just looked. She looked at all the enjoyment that she thought she was going to leave. No, he says, don't look back. Just when God called Abraham, he says, leave. Leave your people and follow and go to a place I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is taking you somewhere. You don't keep telling God, no. You don't say that. When I was this, no. You just follow in the path that he's leading you on. Praise the name of the Lord. He's an awesome God. And he's worthy to follow. Praise the name of the Lord. He's leading every one of us somewhere. Somewhere great. Praise the name of the Lord. You may not see it. He says he knows the appropriate time. Now, somebody is giving testimony of, he didn't tell us that figure. Did he tell us the figure? We need that figure. The testimony is not complete. Praise the Lord. God is taking you somewhere. You don't know how many years this guy has been doing drama. All of a sudden, the drama seems not to be, because it's not in technical, but you be the head of drama, and then out of the blue, somebody calls you that they're looking for so. The person didn't know and calls you to come and act, something that he does naturally. You see him when he gives his testimony. His drama personified. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is taking every one of us to our high places. It's our season of rising. Praise the name of the Lord. Our season of rising. Our season of glorious manifestation. And nobody is completing it. Enlargement. So it's a time of enlargement. A season of enlargement. place the name of Jesus. A season to go to high places, high places, high places. But then we need to comply with all these things. Discipline. Discipline yourself. Be determined. Be determined that no matter what, I know that God will come through for me. Praise the name of the Lord. God will arrange it in the spirit realm so that I will be noticed. Where the notice will come from, how God will tell the people to notice you, leave it to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Leave it to God. So our determination, one more time, will yield good returns. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand to our feet? Let's stand to our feet as we begin to pray. I want us to pray this morning. My Father, answer me by fire. Lord, do not let me be discouraged in my race of life. Let's begin to pray. I will not be discouraged in my race of life in the name of Jesus. I will not be discouraged. Nothing will discourage me, but I continue to press forward. I will continue to be determined. I will